We are back on the record out of executive session at, what is that? 2:50. I'll wait till Jerry gets back.
Do you mind if I use the...
Yeah, go right ahead. Those are those two hard copies.
Okay.
Said we were back on the record out of executive session at 2:50.
Wait
here for.
Are you going to make a motion to come back out, or what are you going to?
Yes, I should. I guess I make a motion that we're back out of executive session at 2:50.
And I'll second that.
Wondering?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we want to go over the fee agreement.
Yeah, I'd say we might as well.
Attorney Schrader, what I'd like you to do is explain this to the fee agreement so we can make a motion to...
Oh, those are two different ones.
It's not unusual for townships to have to hire additional counsel. Their statutory attorney, of course, is the prosecutor's office. But there are times when the prosecutor's office feels that they can't render legal advice. For example, in an annexation, they're advising the commissioners, so they can't also represent the township. Your prosecutor, who's a very good prosecutor, by the way, in my opinion, Dan Lutz, has generally taken the position that he doesn't want to represent the township in the City's Wayne Fire District in pretty much any of these fire issues. So as a result, while it's always my advice to the trustees that if it's appropriate, if they ask me to do something and I think maybe the prosecutor's office could do it without cost them anything, I'll suggest that to them. But this is a fee agreement where the Board of Trustees is retaining me to continue to represent them in that Sugar Creek Township matter, which now involves the Court of Appeals. That we set forth what I'm going to do and all of those kinds of things. It provides that the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees may assign additional matters to myself as the attorney as determined by the Board of Trustees through its chairperson. That way, an attorney needs to act pretty quickly on something and you don't have time to wait till the next meeting and they pass resolution after resolution. Just so you know, the fiscal officer and the Board of Trustees acknowledge that I'm hired to represent the township, not individual officers or employees of the township. So if one of the trustees has a beef with the township, I don't represent the trustee, I represent the township. In order to save the township money, I'm to render advice directly to the trustees and to the fiscal officer if requested. Myself and the trustees acknowledge that I'm not to respond to individual calls by citizens of Sugar Creek Township unless first authorized by the Board of Trustees to do so. Problem with that, it's like representing any group of people. You know, somebody can be 5 minutes on the phone, but if you're talking to 100 of them, that amounts to a lot of money. So if somebody has a question they want to know, you run it through the trustees. You don't, I'm not allowed to talk to you about it. I said my practice is to attempt to resolve matters by negotiating a resolution, but if we can't, we litigate. But I'll keep the trustees advised, and if we set trial dates and so on, I keep them advised of what's going on. If it becomes necessary to file or defend an appeal, I'll do that for the township. The hourly rate's $250. At all times, we use paralegals or law clerks. If we do, the paralegal rate is $90. Law clerks are $50 an hour. The paralegals are law students at Akron University that are in their second to third year. So it's not like a paralegal that, and I'm not knocking paralegals, they do a good job, but these are folks that are going to be an attorney within a year or so. Negotiation and litigation will be performed by the attorney. I don't charge for clerical services. Sugar Creek Township is responsible for the costs of litigation. Costs do not include legal services, as described above. Costs are things like long distance phone charges, copying fees, postage, courier service, deposition costs, court reporter fees, transcript charges, court filing fees, and other such things. If costs are accrued, I note those on the invoice. And I agree to obtain Sugar Creek Board of Trustees approval before including deposition costs. I'll provide periodic billing statements. Normally, I try to do those once a month. Sometimes I'm late, sometimes I'm not. Each invoice is due and payable with 30 days. I don't enforce that, frankly, as you know, but that's in the contract. Please review the agreement fully. You're allowed to have another attorney look at it. It's essentially the same agreement as we had last year, with the exception that I threw in the Court of Appeals thing because we know about it. I've left copies of my resume up here if anybody wants to look at them. If you want me to, I was a township trustee myself for 28 years, 7 terms. I'm not as ancient as that makes me sound. I was 18 when I got elected. I also served about a year and a half on Summit County Council. I've practiced law since I graduated from Ohio State University's College of Law in 1978, which means next year it'll be 40 years I've been doing this stuff. I'm admitted to practice in all the Ohio courts, the 6th Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, where I actually argued a case a few years back, and the U.S. Supreme Court, where I filed briefs but not been able to actually to make an argument down there yet in Washington, D.C. I am on the Board of Trustees of the Akron Bar Association. I've served on a number of their committees, including grievance, professionalism, judicial evaluation, pretty much all the major committees for the Akron Bar. I'm also a member of the Ohio State Bar Foundation Association, and also for the Akron Bar, of all people, I'm on their finance committee. And I'm always the first to tell you, I yield to people like Jerry that have a little, or you that have a little accounting background usually, but anyway, that gives you some background about what, so I'm not, there you go, thanks.
Now, do we need to sign this year, or? What's the date that we need to sign this? Because I was just thinking, do we do it this year or do we do it?
Well, if you want to make the resolution now, I think what you did last time, I didn't realize it, but you made the resolution in like June and then signed that thing in July or August, which I found out later. Yeah. But if you want to pass the resolution now and then have the trustees sign it later, that's fine with me.
Well, I want to do it the right way. What needs to happen here?
Oh, in 2000.
Yeah, what are we certifying? Oh, since it's blank.
Oh. The trustees, which at the moment are Dave Weingart, Matt Nussbaum, and Mitch Steiner, would sign this indicating they've read the fee agreement and agree with it. Then there's a certification of availability of funds, which yeah, that's kind of interesting. I certify that we put in a dollar amount, but we don't know the dollar amount yet. The amount required to meet the contract obligation expenditure for the attached has been lawfully appropriated for the purposes and is in the treasury or in the process of collection. to the credit of whatever fund you pay attorneys out of, free from any outstanding obligation or encumbrance. So you might want to wait till next year, because you're going to have a different fiscal officer, and we may, so that probably makes sense. And I might want to amend that, because there's no way to put in a dollar amount if we don't know. If we settle this thing quick, it could be pretty cheap. If we have to litigate all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court, you're talking some serious money.
But the engagement letter or the fee agreement that's been done already is valid until when?
Well, until you fire me.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like we have to sign this right today.
Right. You could, okay. But I would like you to sign it. The Supreme Court now, there had been a situation where a lot of attorneys and their clients, once the representation was done, were arguing about what the attorney was supposed to do, not supposed to do, what was owed, what wasn't owed. The Supreme Court thought if we had these agreements, it would, you know, end a lot of that. So that's really what the agreement is there for. And so if you wanted to sign that at the beginning of next year, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that.
It doesn't make me any difference, okay. just so we
have that signed. Okay. Who keeps this?
You can keep, what I'd like you to do is keep them until you sign them, then you keep one copy and send me a signed copy, and that we both have an original.
But then you'll adjust that certification of funds?
Yeah.
So do you want this back before
no,
that gets...
No, it's on our computer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then on... fire, the last item that we have here is fire and EMS contracts. The current status right now is that you are reviewing the fire contract that we have with Kidron. When will we have a final working document?
This is what...
We have drafted a proposed contract, sent it to them. They had, I guess, marked up some things they wanted to take out of it, which frankly I think should still be in there. So I'm going to call their attorney and talk to him and try to resolve that. If we don't have time because it's the end of the year, I'm going to ask if we could have like a 90-day bridge agreement where they continue to provide the service. East Wayne will do the same thing. My experience has been whatever the political people say, firemen exist to fight fires. I think it would be mighty tough for either any fire department or board of trustees or village council or fire district board to tell a fireman he can't fight a fire, personally. Now, I could be wrong, but I know of firemen, they are not going to just let somebody's house burn because the folks haven't done their contract yet. But I'm not saying rely on that, but I think it's very unlikely you'll have a problem. That said, we'll try to get a 90-day bridge agreement with all of them just to make sure. I mean, I would hate to be the public official that tries to tell a fireman, you let that guy die, or you let that fire burn, or you don't show up in an ambulance with a traffic accident. I just don't see it happening.
So what you think, with you'll be in contact with Kidron Volunteer Fire Department attorney to try to get a final agreement.
Right.
And then if there's still details to be worked out, there would be like a 90-day bridge agreement.
Yeah, I would ask them to at least do a one-page, hey, we're going to continue to provide like a fire service, you're going to pay us, and this is until we can negotiate a more complete contract.
Okay.
Oh, I had a phone conversation with him about a month ago.
And that would be the same with East Wayne. Even right. though we can't get anything settled, if we can't, at least we'd have something.
Yeah, the firemen are good people, I mean, on both sides. I really believe the firemen are going to take care of fighting fires, and the ambulance folks are going to run their ambulance. But we'll do our best, because I know people feel better if there's a contract.
Yeah, I mean, our township residents want to know that we're not coming down to the end of the year and we don't have some sort of agreement, whether it's temporary at 90 days or one for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't blame them a bit. I'll do my best to get that done.
And is that something then we could have by our last meeting will be the 28th?
I'll have something out by the end of the week. Now, I can't speak for the other folks. You know, what the other guy does when they get it, who knows? But I'll have what we need done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. One thing I can report on is I did talk with Steve Wheeler today, Safety Services Director for the City of Orrville, and he assured me that the contract that they had, same as last year, they had to get the law director to sign it, but they didn't see any issue. And if it's not in the mail yet, it will be shortly. So that'll be done for next year with Orrville. We should have that by the next meeting. I don't have anything else.
I don't either.
Jerry, do you?
Yeah, it was bothering me when we were going over these numbers.
Yeah.
Why we were coming up here, and then it occurred to me, we got excess money in the general fund, and we would have to go to the Budget Commission and ask for another amended certificate in order to appropriate that into what you said about paying the bill.
Okay. So, in other words, we got more money than what
we
had
got,
been.
Right now, we've got $11,000 more dollars than what we had budgeted at the beginning of the year. And normally, you wouldn't go to the Budget Commission for $11,000. You just let that spill over to next year and reappropriate next year.
So what you'll be able to do is go to them and
maybe.
Say, okay.
Getting toward the end of the year here.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, they don't.
There's a whole procedure.
Yeah, they don't jump when we ask.
So if they say there isn't a chance to do that, then what?
Well, then you carry these bills over to next year and appropriate properly next year and pay them next year.
Okay. When is their next time that they would have a meeting?
I think they had Budget Commission, I think, tomorrow.
Can we get in?
I don't know.
When will we know?
Well, is it on the agenda to do that today?
Sure. I mean, as far as, do we need to make a motion for that, or what do you need, Jerry?
Well, we would have to.
Because I did not know when we were talking about.
Well, I didn't either. It just occurred to me, what's wrong here? Well, we don't appropriate that money. That's why we're coming up with cash, but it's not showing up on the appropriation report.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I'd make a motion. I'm willing to do that and make a motion to, she would go to the Budget Commission tomorrow and to get them to, they're certifying the funds is what they're doing, right?
Yeah. You can make the motion and then I'll start jumping through the hoops and see if we make it.
Okay.
If we don't, then you go to next year.
Okay.
Okay, I'll second that then.
Yes.
Steiner.
Yes.
And see if we get that, then the next meeting is going to be appropriate spend.
Did you need anything else? Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. We need to vote on that. To adjourn.
You don't need a roll call on that, just vote.
Yeah, just vote.
Okay.
I say an aye.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Say aye. Aye. Jerry?
Thank you very much.
If you wanted to go over any of those funds, like over the phone, or any, you know, all those numbers that you gotta do, if you wanna go over that on the phone, I'm going to.
Well, I'm gonna get with them and see.
Just strictly for the East Wayne.
We're $11,000 more money than what we figured.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with them.
Until.
And.
All these matters are put to bed.
Yes.
Get that done.
But that hasn't been done.
Big thing was local, or just some of the tax revenue was higher.
That was just discussed.
The tax revenue was higher than what we anticipated.
We're wanting.
But see, I can't really, I can't really take.
See if we can come up with a settle.
What we think's coming in, yeah. I can't go to them with that.
Your only thing is like.
We want to, get an amended certificate for $20,000.
And then any further contracts, right?
Because we haven't received yet.
So that would be two.
I know we got 11.
There's other things coming.
So I think what I do is go to them with 11, and then see what happens.
Okay.
You are aware.
My thing's happening.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Jerry, Merry Christmas.
There's nothing beneficial to that, but one sugar.
And also a lot of East Wayne.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Okay, yep, yep.
That is. Their attorney, the auditor's attorney, he says, yes, we do get that money. Supposedly the auditor will agree to it. But East Wayne is very upset about it. For that announcement.
I knew I wasn't ready to.